part of your life is this of sexual identity.
Right.
When did you realize there was a struggle going on?
Well, I knew from a very young age that I had issues, but I was taught, again, principles of the church that was just something, quote-unquote, it was a choice, and I needed to choose, quote-unquote, the right decision, and that was to be heterosexual.
You say young age. Give us an age.
Oh, I think I felt attraction, you know, when I was 10.
10 years old.
Yes.
But you knew what the church was teaching about it.
Right.
Was it your mother talking about it?
My mother, and occasionally it would come up, but it was brought up from time to time that wasn't acceptable.
It was a conflict inside then.
Yes.
How were you dealing with that?
I just put it away. When I met Myrna, I loved Myrna. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I just decided to not deal with it.
So you were able to ignore it.
And in the 60s, it was just something that was not dealt with, particularly in this part of the world. I mean, there were people that did, but I chose a different path.
Right.
And in many respects, I'm very, very, very glad that I did, because I have 2 wonderful sons and 4 wonderful granddaughters. I'm very blessed from that standpoint.
Your mother, do you think she sensed anything of your struggle?
I'm not sure that she did. It was interesting, though, when I decided to come out, which was in the year 2000, my mother was severely in dementia, so I didn't even talk to her about it because she wouldn't have known what I was talking about. But I went and talked to my father about it, and he said, you know, Doug, I never understood why the church said it was a choice. Why would anyone choose to be a minority? And I said, thank you, Dad. It was a huge, huge gift.
Prior to that, could you go for a long time and not even think about being gay? Because you lived a life, you were married, you had children and all that. Was this always nagging on you?
It wasn't really nagging. It was something I was cognizant of, but it's just something I chose not to deal with.
There are those in the church or whatever who might say, if you have enough faith, you'll faith yourself straight, I guess.
Right.
Did you hear that kind of logic?
Yeah. That was part of the logic at the time. I think that's changing dramatically today. And it said it was a very conservative upbringing also.
When did you allow being gay come more to the forefront of your thinking?
In the year 2000, I went to a seminar. One of the big topics of discussion at the seminar was living with integrity. And I was just sitting there going, I can't really talk about this much because I'm not living in integrity. You know, I was living a life that wasn't who I was. That's when I made the decision it was time to explore that side of my existence.
And you'd never explored that before?
Not openly, no. No, I mean, not in an open way.
Right. Did Myrna ever question you?
No, not really, no.
When did you decide, I'm going home to tell Myrna?
In the year 2000.
So it was that meeting talking about integrity. You said, no, I'm not really being honest.
I'm not living in integrity. I'm not being an honest person.
How old were you then?
I was 53.
53 years old. So you came home to her. Was she completely surprised?
She seemed to be very surprised. I will say that I had met some people in chat rooms, and one of them literally was an American but lived in Athens, Greece, and he was going to be in San Francisco, and he had gone through the exact same journey I had gone through. So I thought, I'll just go out to San Francisco and meet him, and we'll talk. So anyway, he had given me a lot of readings to do, a lot of, again, living on the subject of integrity. I went out and met David and learned a lot from him. Myrna knew why I'd gone out to San Francisco when I came home, which I remember she came out to the car and says, is it over? And I said, yes.
Meaning, is the marriage over?
Yes, our relationship.
Were you nervous coming back and having to tell her that?
No, it was important to live with integrity, so it was time.
Then you started coming out to your friends.
Yes.
Was that just kind of matter of fact for you, or was that an emotional trip?
It was just more matter of fact. I mean, this is what it is, and that's who I am, and that's the way I was born, and I need to live the rest of my life.
And I can say, you came out to Margaret, my wife, and I. You called and said, I'd like to go to dinner. We didn't know what it was. And it was at that dinner you very matter-of-factly said, this is who I really am.
Right.
You had to do that to a lot of people.
A lot of people. And then, of course, word spreads. You know, people don't do a very good job of keeping secrets.
But you didn't want it to be secret.
No, I didn't want it to be secret. That was fine. I wanted to tell as many people as I could face-to-face, but it was also something that I was prepared for.
Did you have any backlash business-wise?
No. In fact, I have felt very, very blessed to be in a position that I'm in. No one has ever said to my face anything negative. I've never had any kind of backlash that I'm aware of.
That's business. How about friends? A backlash from friends? Did you lose a friend?
I lost a friend or two, but I viewed it as more their problem than my problem.
In time then, for Myrna, you officially had a divorce.
Right.
But you two have remained friends.
Yes. She now lives in Georgia, and when we go to visit my son and his family there, she lives in the same town, and we stay at her house.
The partners you've had, she's actually become friends with them.
Yes, very much so.
This seems to me unusual, but maybe not.
Well, I think it has to do with her character, and our sons and their wives are totally, totally accepting. And my granddaughters loved my partner, so it's been a good journey.
As people listen to this and either they are gay and have come out or question whether they should or whatever, what advice can you give to them?
Life is very short and it's important to live with integrity. I think at the end of the day, that's what our Creator wants us to do. And I think it's important that we live our life with integrity.
We hear so many young people who commit suicide because of it, or they come out to their parents and they're rejected. Some of them can't do much because they're living in their house and they're afraid to admit it.
Right.
You didn't have that struggle because you were able to put it away.
I put it away for many, many years, to say the least. And as I said, I've had an extraordinarily wonderful life and I don't have any regrets. I've been very, very blessed. So, you know, it is what it is, and I'm so extremely grateful for the life I've been given.
John, that I have known, was he your first partner then?
He was my first serious partner. It was interesting, a very, very, very dear friend of mine who lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico, called me one day, and she said, I've met him. And I said, you've met who? She said, the one for you. And I said, okay, whatever. So next time I was in Santa Fe, she had a dinner party, and John was invited. All of a sudden, the rest of the guests disappeared and just left he and I talking on the sofa. We hit it off immediately.
And how long were you two together?
John and I met in 2007. We went back and forth between Santa Fe and Tulsa until 2009. In 2009, I had a serious medical issue while I was in Santa Fe and had to be transported to Denver, and he was just extraordinarily supportive all through that process. Came back to Tulsa for rehab, and then the following July of 2009, he moved to Tulsa.